Okay, I have something really juicy for you today. You know that house that was once featured on the Bravo network on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? The house that they rented for a girls' trip? Well, I have rented this house for a women's retreat taking place June 21st through the 25th. And this house is a 6,000 square foot luxury villa in the foothills of Santa Barbara. So you can find all the information for the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. I'll see you there.
Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Elisa Purdy and I'm your host. And today we are talking about a new revenue stream that I've not yet talked about here on the podcast, but is definitely alive and well in the online space. And it's also something that you're likely already doing. You're just not getting paid for it. So I'm sure that you have probably heard the acronym UGC. If you haven't heard it yet, you're probably seeing it in places and just kind of overlooking it because you don't know what it is. So UGC is user-generated content. And if you're thinking, what the heck is user-generated content? It's basically content that you're already creating right now and posting to your social channels. So the official definition that I'm finding on the internet is original brand-specific content created by social media users and published on social media or other channels. UGC comes in many forms, including images, videos, product reviews, a testimonial, or even a podcast. So that's what the internet is telling me is the official definition of UGC, user-generated content. Okay, so now if you're wondering how to bridge the gap from creating UGC to making money on it, I have a specific tool for you today. Now, you know, I'm a tool person. My brain is happy when I can measure things and look at data and organize and create a game plan from idea to revenue. So I was listening to a podcast one day, as I've been known to do, and I was introduced to a website called FYPM, which stands for Fuck You, Pay Me. So this website was started, I don't even know how long ago, and I would love to have the woman who started it on my podcast. We'll see. We'll put a pin in that and work on that for a later episode. But FYPM.VIP is the website. So I want you to make note of that because it's going to be really interesting for you. And if you want to create an account on this website, you do have to have a referral code. It's still in the beginning stages. It's pretty established. I don't even know how old or how long it's been around, but it's a pretty established platform, but you do have to have a referral code. So I have a code for you here. I'll put it in the show notes as well in case you're driving and listening to this. But it is Elisa Purdy, all one word, A-L-I-S-A. P-U-R-D-I-E dash F-Y-P-M. So again, the website, FYPM.VIP, and your code, your referral code is Elisa Purdy dash F-Y-P-M. So that's how you can create your account there. I believe it's free. I've had my account for a while, but here's what it does. Here's the magic of FYPM.VIP. Okay, when you go onto this website, you're going to be able to search for information regarding user-generated content and how people are getting paid. So this website is marketed as a glass door for content creators, meaning that as a content creator, you now have access to see what brands are paying, what they're paying for, how many followers the person had who's getting paid, all this information is now available to you, which I think is so outstanding because for a really long time, brands have been able to keep this private and negotiate whatever they want. This is still a very new industry, right? Social media is not even that old. I know there's people listening to this who are like, what? I've always had social media since I was born. Well, guess what? I haven't. So I am calling this a fairly new industry because it is, and it's always changing. And we always have tools that are developing. So I'm going to go over some of these very specific reviews that are put on here because they are sharing all the information. They're sharing how much they were paid. They're showing what they were paid for, how many followers they have, what their experience was like, what the communication was like with the brand. All this stuff is so valuable to people who are creating content for online brands. And if you think you need a bunch of followers, I posted this on my Instagram the other day. And it got a lot of response, a lot of DMs. But people really think they need to have a ton of followers in order to get a brand deal. you think, oh my gosh, I see these brand deals on my Instagram and these people have 200, 300,000 followers. You actually don't. Here's one example. Here is someone who posted a review about Grubhub. So Grubhub was the brand. This person has 1,600 Instagram followers, 1,600 Instagram followers. That's it. And their deliverables was one reel and then three story posts about something from Grubhub. Probably something really fun. They ordered some food and made it really fun. They also created a short form video, just one video, one time. And then they also have in here, which I think is really great to know, is the brand usage rights. So this person agreed to, in this deal, agreed to 1 month use for these assets that were created. So that means that you can't use my video that I create for you for 3 years from now without paying me, unless it's like a monthly, you know, contract. But the brand, being Grubhub, was able to get 1 month of brand usage rights for the assets that this person created for them. And they were paid $400 in cash. Their review says good communication, even when they were having tech issues. So that's great. So they said yes, would work with them again. And this was December of last year. So this is pretty recent. Hi, it's Alisa, and I wanted to interrupt this episode real quick because I think there's a level of support that you are not getting. And it's important to me to share all of the tools and all the support that I can with the listeners of Tech Champagne. So there is something that I have prepared for you if you're someone who takes courses with great intentions, but doesn't always follow through to the very end. Maybe you don't attend all the calls. Maybe you don't open all the templates that are given to you. And maybe it all just seems overwhelming after a few weeks. I know this. I see this quite often. I have done it myself in the early years of my business, and it didn't serve me. So I've created something for those who take courses and don't quite get to the level of revenue that they really desire. And that is called the 6-week summer sprint. I do this once a year. I do it every summer, and really excited to be announcing it for this year. And this is one-on-one support. We will have 5 calls over 6 weeks, so you will get the accountability that you have been missing. You'll get to create your next big offer and finally reach your revenue goals. And if you're stuck at your current income level, this is your chance to have the breakthrough that you deserve. So if you want to spend your summer with your toes in the sand, enjoying spicy margaritas, soaking up the sun while your course brings in revenue, join me in the summer sprint. I have 4 spots open, and you will find all the info on the summer sprint at bit.ly/yoursummersprint. The investment for this program is $39.97, and I have payment plans available up to 24 months because flexibility is a total vibe, and I want to support you to the highest level of my ability. See you there. So you can go through this website and just go down the rabbit hole and search all these brands, see what people were paid, see what they created for them, what their experience was like. And you'll be really surprised at people that are making really good money who don't have a ton of followers. And you'll see that there's people with a lot of followers, certainly, that are making a lot of money. There's $200,000, $300,000 contracts in here for just creating the content that you're likely already creating anyway. But the point here is I want you to know that you don't have to have a ton of followers. You can negotiate whatever you want. And something that's really interesting here is on Instagram for FYPM.VIP, the owner of this website, they have some really great resources that are available. So if you look into their highlights, they have some templates on how you can pitch brands word for word, what you can say. They have templates for how you can respond to a brand who lowballs you and help you in that negotiation process. So it's a great site. You know me, I like tools. I like to measure things. I like support. But I want to give you some specifics on a brand here that I was kind of poking around in today. So let's look at Target being the brand. So if you go into this website and you click on Target, you're going to see a lot of reviews. And so each review there is in a list, and you can click on whatever one you want based on whatever criteria you are looking for. If you're like, oh, I really want to see a brand deal that was, you know, a highly paid contract, you can search by that criteria. But it's really interesting. Like, there is one person who said that their experience was great, that they created one short-form video and 5 images showcasing, I'm going to read here from this website, showcasing pieces from a specific collection. And it was a desk makeover is what they agreed to film for Target. They have 3,500 Instagram followers and they were paid $2,200 in cash. So I think that's pretty amazing. And something that's also amazing to note is that this information is posted. It's user information that is posted, but the website also requires that you post proof of this payment. You have to post proof. So you have to show either a check, how you were paid, a screenshot. Now let's all be aware that things can be Photoshopped, certainly. But I think that it's really amazing that this website creates this platform so that there's total visibility and also puts some layers in place to, you know, to protect the authenticity of the information that's being shared. So that was one review there. There's a lot of reviews for Target that say they're really easy to work with, that they communicate really well, that they negotiate really easily. Yeah, you can kind of go down here. And if you want to search by the number of followers that are similar to yours and see what people are getting paid, that's what I would do, because obviously that's the point of using this as a resource, is to see where you might fall, right? What you can negotiate as far as payment for any sort of user-generated content. So I hope you get a chance to go onto fypm.vip and create an account and poke around. You know, if you're looking to, if you're just somebody who really likes to create videos and loves apps and loves being creative, this could be a really great way for you to bring in revenue. So, you know me, I love multiple revenue streams. So if you're selling courses and one-on-one coaching or some sort of online learning, learning library, recorded videos, mini courses, master classes, live events, you know, the list goes on and on and on. This could be a really great revenue stream to add to your offer suite. And I always say that your business should be created in exactly the way you want to run it every single day. So if you are somebody who is planning a long vacation, or if you need some time off, or maybe your family needs more of your attention and you just don't want to be, you know, in meetings and calls for a while, this would be a great revenue stream for that. Because you can negotiate multiple deals at one time. You can create the content and send it in. Yeah. And a lot of these are reporting 30 to 60 day payment turnaround times, which is pretty normal for corporations who need to pay out these people. But it's also really smart from the brand perspective, because they don't need to be hiring all these marketers. They're just utilizing people that are out in the field and that are really creative. And then they're not having to hire employees. It's all contract work, but it's pretty amazing. So I hope you get a chance to go through and check this out. I love sharing new tools, and let me know what you find. I'm excited. And I hope that you get to add user-generated content as a big revenue stream for you for this year. Okay. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.